Thanks for listening to Leadership Level Up. I'm Brian Prairie.
And I'm Dr. Jeff Williamson.
I am just starting my leadership journey.
And I've been guiding leaders for 30 years.
Our podcast aims to shine a spotlight on outstanding leaders and provide a platform for them to describe their leadership journey and share the guiding principles that have helped them become great leaders.
Welcome to Leadership Level Up podcast. I'm Jeff Williamson, your host, and I'm really excited to have back a friend who we've had on the show before. In the past, we talked to Jeff Christian. In case you haven't watched that episode yet, let me tell you just a little bit about him, and then we'll jump in and hear from him. Jeff is the CEO and founder of C4 Leaders, which is a grassroots nonprofit organization, and their mission is to help build powerful teams. And they do that by helping create culture that allows individuals, teams, families, schools, the opportunity to communicate and connect in a deep and meaningful way. Professionally, he has done a variety of really cool things besides founding C4 Leaders, which is his nonprofit. We'll talk more about that in a second. He's been a longtime basketball coach, both at the college, high school, and professional level. Coached there in Northern California. Also was an assistant coach at Olivet Nazarene University for the women's program, and then also was a head coach for the Solano Stallions, which is a professional men's basketball team in the American Basketball Association. If there could be more, he's also a registered nurse, 3 decades serving people in hospital settings, and just a man of many talents. He's also host of his own podcast called Life's Essential Ingredients, and that'll feather in real nice with the conversation we're going to have today. So, Jeff, thanks for coming back, being with us again on the show. It's always great to see you.
Yeah, hyped up, Jeff. Ready to go share and
yeah, man.
Getting me ready.
Yeah. So in the past, some of the times that we've spent together, one of the things that we talked about a lot was the Pizza Day series that I think really started around 2020, the time that the pandemic was going on and people were required to be in many different places far from each other. And you had this concept of going, you know what? I want to bring people together. I want to help them break bread together and learn about each other and learn about people that are different from them and realize the commonalities we have and all the good that can come out of that. So I'd love you to pick up that story there with where did the pizza series come from that led to the monster, beautiful truck and oven and stuff that you go and just take it on the road, man. Tell us about that.
Yeah, really just, it came, we've hosted three and a half students through Rotary Youth Exchange. And we had the good fortune, for time's sake, I'll cut that story down, but we had the good fortune to go visit 3 of them in Switzerland, France, and Italy. Mm. And we're on that trip. This was before COVID. I was just taken back by how Europeans sit and celebrate and honor each other around mealtime. I mean, it was 4, 5, 6, 7 hours where you would just sit around and really just embrace each other and life. And I grew up with 8 brothers and sisters, and we had our version of family dinner. I have 2 children. We had our version of family dinner and always valued that space, but this just took it to the next level. And then I started doing some research around the benefits of family meals. And I said, you know what, I'm going to change what we're doing and change the whole direction of my nonprofit. And I'm going to use pizza to bring people together and bring people to the table and more so take the table to people. And there's such a difference in that of when you bring something to somebody and then how they enter into that space. And I think for me, as long as my body will hold up, I want to spend the rest of my remaining days doing this work.
And so you do just that. You bring people together. Your nonprofit funds this. provides the ingredients, provides the space, and you go to different groups, families, companies, whatever it, the case would be, your local community. I know recently you did a book reading. We'll talk about your books here shortly too, but you did a book reading and provided food for all the people that came, and that's a gift in itself. I mean, who doesn't like a sourdough handmade pizza fire roasted right before your eyes? I mean, who doesn't want to be a part of that?
I know you got to have something wrong with you.
I mean, come on.
It's good. It's just been so fun. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I didn't know anything about pizza, you know, before I started this a few years ago, other than I love to eat it, you know, and now, you know, I've made so many mistakes, have had to learn a whole bunch. And just when I think that I figured it out, I mess it up, not intentionally. And it just keeps you on top of your game, but so excited to just keep learning and growing and doing that in real time in meeting people and helping us figure out, you know, what are the essential ingredients in our life? What are the ingredients that are on our pizza, so to say? You know, are those ingredients that I'm putting on there? Are those ingredients that were put on there by someone in my life that maybe I haven't even taken the time to think, well, do I even like that ingredient? And just allowing people to look at life in a different way. And it's an honor to do the work that we're doing.
Yeah, I had the joy and the blessing last summer to be a part of one of these. Came out to Northern California, visited you and your family. And we were intentional to say, hey, man, let's do that when you're doing one of the C4 pizza events. And it was amazing as a volunteering, but it was amazing as an observer who loves leadership to watch what happened there. And as you know, we were with that family that day, and young man, 29 years old, had just gotten a really devastating medical diagnosis. And so you had crossed paths and said, hey, we want to do something to lift your family up. And so we had the opportunity to go there, and it was cousins and aunts and uncles and moms and dads and friends. And I think maybe other than the couple that were the host that day, we didn't know any of them at all before we rolled in that day with all the stuff. And by the time the day was over, everybody hugged out with everybody before we all went our ways at the end of that day. And to see that happen just renewed my hope in humanity, renewed my hope that we can be good to each other still. We still know how to love other people, even when we don't ask anything of them, that we can serve them, we can do something for them. So that was a very special. I think I said that day, well, I can get on the plane, go right back home now, but I didn't. But I could have come just for that day, and it would have been worth it. And so what happens there is a part of what the Pizza Day series is about, right? And you're talking about a couple things. One, that you want to do, you're going to do a tour of a bunch of different states and a bunch of different places, and take that cool, awesome truck of yours that has a tag on it that says "We Rise Together." I mean, that's one of the themes that you really emphasize. So, I'd love to hear you tell about what some of your plans are, or the places you're going to go and take that pizza series on the road, and then we definitely are going to talk some more about your two books that have come out, one more recently.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna call it a movement, and it's called Pizza with Purpose. And so and I'm still putting it together, you know, but I know we're rolling September 8th. We're going to Oregon and Washington, in October. I'm going to Vegas, Utah, and Arizona. And then I'm definitely going to be coming out your way when the weather gets better. And it basically is one person gets selected, and that's still a work in progress, but that's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. And the person will get identified when they're supposed to be identified. And my nonprofit's going to roll up and just love on that one person and their family and friends, and create space for us to all be seen, heard, and loved. And you're going to hear me say that so many times, but that's all we're trying to do. And then I think when you mix in food and fire, that's just magic. And then you mix in creating space for people just to share what's on their heart, and for us to slow down long enough to experience this magic of this one meal together by doing a few structured, you know, activities to kind of force the conversations in a good way that often we don't have. And then just to really just celebrate the person and people that we're there to honor. And so, yeah, excited. And my goal is to get to as many states as we can. We have, five of them or so selected and taken action towards making that happen.
So those will be, for example, with the different communities you're going to, someone can effectively nominate and say, hey, this person is one of those behind the scenes, unseen servants, unseen givers of love and support to other people. And that, I think that's kind of the person that you're looking at, that these different locations that can say, hey, here's somebody that really deserves to be celebrated, that they wouldn't ask for this, but we want this to happen for them. Am I getting the right vibe of that?
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that coming to the Chicago area. You said when the weather gets better, so we'll cross our fingers for when that would be. But a few months out still, but you got the travels out west and the places that you named as well that are definitely going to be a blast. So at the end of the podcast, we're going to have Jeff share his contact info. So if you're like, hey, that sounds awesome, I want him to come to my town and do a pizza with purpose, you'll have that opportunity. So that's a good lead in. We're talking about pizza and we all love pizza, and the tour that you're putting together. That has been a theme also with the books that you have written. You've released two different children's books. The most recent one, Lucy's Secret Sauce. So let me tee that up and then let you kind of back it up and talk to us about the idea for the kids' books, and then how you brought that forward and now have those available.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I want to be used up when my time comes to go home. And I really want to speak to youth and families. And so I'm writing an adult version, and I actually started writing the adult version first. And then I was teaching nursing at the time, and my students had kids, and they're like, no, you need to do the kids' books first. And then COVID happened. I said, you know what? You're right. You know, I want to help youth and families. And so the whole intent is to, again, take something that people are familiar with, pizza, and have them look at it in a different way. And in this case, you know, you're talking about Lucy's Secret Sauce, the book that just got released. And basically the secret sauce is the gift that everybody has inside them. You know, what is that secret sauce that's just bubbling inside you, waiting to be shared? And so the story is about my second boxer. And her name was Lucy, and she's a therapy dog for Mrs. Rock's class, the main character of the whole series. And Lucy ends up just sharing her secret sauce with all the students. And then the cool thing, just to jump to kind of the end of the book, and in Lucy sharing her secret sauce, totally empowers each of the students to then kind of take that secret sauce, the love that Lucy had, and give them the confidence to then develop and share their secret sauce, you know? And so, it's just a really incredible book, you know, that tells a great story in their children's books. But to be honest, Jeff, I do a lot of team building with different business groups. You know, PG&E, Chick-fil-A is a group I just work with, working with different cities, working with the surgeons from Minneapolis. I mean, all different kind of groups, and they use the books. because there's messages in there. And yeah, they're children's books, but they're books intended for the family to come together and get the messages that way.
Yeah, when I was reading through my copy, it was like, okay, I needed that message. I needed those reminders. Yes, it's by definition a children's book, but you know, grandpa, me, 61, I needed those reminders. And so you're absolutely right. There's something there for all of us. And I loved the messages in that when I had a chance to read that. So that's exciting. And again, we're here at the tail end, we'll give you a chance to find out how you can get your copy of Lucy's Secret Sauce. So we've been talking about your children's books, The Pizza with Purpose, which are great for families and organizations, but you've also had opportunities to do this variety of your program, so to speak, at companies and corporations and those kinds of things. So I'd love to hear more about that, to say, hey, this isn't just family gatherings or friend gatherings. This could be something you could bring to your company.
Yeah, for sure. And that's how the nonprofit kind of supports itself. And we're a unique nonprofit that we're all volunteers. And so nothing against any other nonprofits, but you won't find another nonprofit that has 100% volunteer staff, meaning I don't take a penny for anything that I do. All the books, the podcast, all the team building leadership stuff. And so, yeah, we work with businesses and a bunch of different entities. And I think with COVID, I think the industries are still trying to figure out, because a lot of people are still working remote, but we've seen all the evidence around the ineffectiveness, not to sound too strong, but just the productivity. The many businesses are realizing, hey, this isn't working out so well. And they're trying to figure out, how do we get people back together? And the employees are missing the connection of their colleagues. And so a lot of businesses now are reaching out to my nonprofit to say, hey, let's get together and help us figure out, how do we get kind of reconnected? And so my current title of that work that I'm doing is called A Slice of Life, you know, and again, still using pizza, but trying to help people and businesses figure out, well, what are those slices that I can have in my life and then incorporate into the lives of the people that I'm working with? And so we do experiential activities around, again, kind of forcing in a good way the connections to come, and for people to kind of think about, well, what are those, you know, important slices that are in my life and my role just as a human, in my life as a coworker, as a colleague, and trying to create space for them to figure that out. And I love trying to do this work. We're lucky out in California that we have good weather for the most part all the time. But the perfect world for me is I'm outdoors with the pizza truck and just allowing people to get out in nature and to drop all their cortisol levels, to just get into space where they can just breathe and then be. So
yeah, seeing you roll into these places with your pizza oven truck, and you know, pulling into a grassy spot and setting up shop, and people come in and maybe gather under a tent or a shady area, and just like you said, enjoy being outside, and then have the incredible food that I have personally experienced. I love the aspect too that when you engage people for the pizza events, that they literally come through and identify what their ingredients are, the things that they want on their pizza. And that goes back to your reference about Lucy's Secret Sauce. You know, there's so many different combinations that there can be. I mean, one of my kids just like cheese, and they're happy with that. And somebody else is like, that's it. But, you know, the aspect that I love too, when you started doing the events, was that you, and maybe you don't still do this, but I loved it, is where you ask people to not eat any of their pizza until they had shared it with someone else. So you slice up 6-8 pieces of the pizza that you created the way you like it. But then I go and say, would you like to try one of mine? would you like to try one of theirs? And then you're like, gosh, I don't think I've ever had that on pizza, but that was really good. And then you start having these conversations that, gosh, you know, all these different ways we can approach things, these different flavors. And as you often say, the secret ingredients are that all of those combinations can bring beauty and unity between people that are very different or don't even know each other. And so I love how that has been a part of what you do, is not by talking, but by doing. You're showing people you can try different things. You can meet different people. You can make friends that you didn't think you would ever know, maybe from your community or your company and all those kind of things. And how it just opens up that space to say, try my pizza. Can I have some of yours? And that communion, that interaction that happens, because I love to hear you talk about that. I'm sure you've seen it over and over again as you've done events.
Yeah, no, I can't say it any better than you just did right there. You know, I got a little bit of a disappointing story. I was so excited. I think there's so much potential, and I hope someone listening can take somewhat of our idea and make it your own and go out into your community, you know, and do it. But I was supposed to work with Watsonville Police Department and some of first-time offenders that you would think, you know, they're seeing things a little different from a different perspective and maybe have different ingredients in their life. And the program got canceled, unfortunately, but I was so excited. And I know it will happen when it's supposed to happen, but I think there's such a great potential to bring people that on paper might look so different and might think that they have different ingredients of their life recipe, but then have both of them enter that space. And listeners, my truck has the table on the side of it, so there's two people that make their pizza at the same time. And so I see, you know, one person from one that might look a little different on one side, and then perhaps a police officer on this side, and they're sharing and having a great discussion, talking about what their ingredients mean. And then just like you said, Jeff, hey, they make it, I cook it, they go sit and share it and serve each other. And I just have to believe that we're more alike than we are different. I don't care if you're gangbagging or you're protecting and serving, that we probably want the same thing. We just go about it in a different way. And if we can create that space to say, is there a better way that we both can get our needs met? That I just feel like our nonprofit can help bridge that divide. And so I'm excited. If there's anybody that's, you know, in charge of a police department or has two different groups that you think are just at polar opposites, reach out to me, because I want to be part of bringing people to the table.
Great, great. And that's a great setup too, because I wanted to give you time during our conversation to share email, website links, anything like that, so that people can get in touch with you either to schedule one of the events, to learn more about what that would look like, or to get their copy of Lucy's Secret Sauce. So what would be the contact info that you could share so people can talk to you, get in touch with you?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Pizzadays.org, and it's spelled just D-A-Y-S. So pizzadays.org is where you can get both of the books. And I would love you to, if you are interested in that, to get them there, because we get, not to get into our finances, but, and nothing against Amazon, but the books are on Amazon, but we probably get like a nickel per book from Amazon. And when people buy them through our site, we get probably 50 times that amount. And love you to help support our nonprofit. My email is jeff@c4leaders.org. And I'm sure that will be in the show notes. And C4 is the letter C for the number not spelled out, and leaders.org. And then c4leaders.org is just our other website. And those are probably the best ways. I'm not huge into social media and stuff, but I'm trying to find some help. But we do have an Instagram, and it's just at C4 Leaders. And that's probably about it.
Okay. Good deal. So that way, again, if you want to reach out and learn more about C4 Leaders, schedule an event, buy a book, all those things, you can make that available. And we'll plan to make those available when this episode drops as well, so we can hopefully connect some people with you too. Well, man, thanks so much. Good to be with you again. Have you back on the show. We'll do it again for sure. This is too much fun for this to not happen again. So thanks for being with us. Thanks for sharing your heart and your passion for people and community and connection. I love that. And, want to help share that as much as I can too. So thanks for being with us.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the time, and it's an honor again, just getting to see you, even though it's through the Zoom, but, hear your voice and see your smile. And, thanks for having me.
So it's my pleasure. It's all joy, man. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Leadership Level Up. Please subscribe so you don't miss future conversations with great leaders.